927 4CC. The Calite C4 power station last week, still not fixed, and there's been a lot of finger pointing happening. So, look, the member for Calite joining me this morning, Colin Boyce. Hello, Cole.
Yeah, how are you this morning, Hammer?
Yeah, good, mate. I spoke to our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, yesterday. He mentioned that what happened last week, it really does show that coal-powered power stations are more reliable, according to him, in regards to, you know, the generator and turbine that blew up the last week. You'd be in agreement with that, no doubt?
Oh, absolutely. And we are very lucky in Queensland to have a coal-fired power generating fleet that is the youngest in Australia, the youngest fleet of generators. Having said that, Calite C4, which has last week suffered a major breakdown, that was installed approximately 2000, so it is about 20 years old, that particular C4 generator.
Apparently, I hear that you've been told that it could be on the scrap heap, is that right?
Well, that's my understanding from the information I have. I've got to try and explain the enormity of what has happened, and there has a sequence of events has led to basically the total failure of the generator and the generator shaft. You have to understand what's involved here, and it's quite complicated. Very roughly, you've got 250 tonnes of generator and generator turbine shaft spinning around at 3,000 RPM. That generates in the vicinity of 600,000 horsepower. So when that all starts to fly to bits and break and it's twisted off the turbine shaft, it is a serious failure and there is no rebuilding that. What will happen, and I think the Minister and CS Energy CEO and their team have said that they will rebuild it. What they really mean is that they will be replacing it.
That's the state of government we're talking about?
That's correct. And the management of CS Energy, obviously, along with the board from CS Energy. You know, that's a significant investment. I would venture and say that's running into the hundreds of millions of dollars by the time they replace all that equipment. You don't just walk down to Bunnings and buy a generator and a turbine shaft. So, you know, that is a significant investment. And what I want to put on the table is that this technology that was put there in about 2000, that technology has been superseded, and I would advocate that we go for the latest technology, which is the ultra supercritical technology, which is far more efficient in terms of burning coal and producing electricity than that technology. So I think it is prudent for the government, the minister, CS Energy and everybody involved to assess that and take it on its merits, because coal-fired power generation is what business and industry relies on, and that has been proven with this event in the fact that we were able to reboot the whole system and get everybody back online again.
Yeah, probably have quite a few people that will back you on this. Cole, thanks very much for calling in this morning and keeping us up to date, and keep in touch with us too and let us know how everything pans out as well, mate. And we'll try and catch up once a month, eh?
Absolutely. I'd like to do that, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
No worries, mate. There's the State MP for Calite, Colin Boyce, on 4CC.